Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Listeners, welcome to Feeding the Future, Heritage Radio's program dedicated to the health and well-being of the next generation. I'm your host, Oriane Costantino. Thank you for tuning in. On today's show, our guests will be Jean Hodesh and Samantha Hill of Grow NYC, a 40-something-year-old nonprofit serving the city's need for a clean, green, and healthy environment. Their work in action? Think community gardens, green markets, and a very involved youth education program, which is exactly what my guests are here to discuss today. Before we bring on Samantha and Jean, I'd like to talk about visiting outdoor marketplaces near and far, especially while traveling. It's a great addition to any trip, whether it's Michigan or Malaysia. Almost every place in the world boasts a local food and artisan market. It's not a novel concept, but a tradition and a necessity that has always been throughout the ages. And in many places, it's a part of everyday life, keeping people tuned into the community and the season, just as our 50-plus markets do here in the Big Apple. About a year ago, I had the extreme fortune of visiting Morocco, Marrakesh in particular, which is a city renowned for its historical open-air markets, or souks, with one of the largest and busiest in all of Africa right in the center of the city. We went there with our baby, weaving in and out of narrow streets, learning customs, haggling, getting lost, all of the things that tourists do, drinking tea, chit-chatting with locals, looking at rugs upon rugs, leather goods, shoes, spices. It was beautiful, obviously well-touristed, and fascinating, but it did not have the same effect on me as another market we went to that was just outside of the city at the very base of the Atlas Mountains. This other market was not enclosed by the walls of the city, it was not listed in the book, and it was apparent that we had come upon a special place, a crossroads for people from all over. Desert nomads, city folks, everyone in between went to this place to buy or sell or just hang out. It was like the past and the present were meeting in one secret little spot, secret to us anyway. Animals were butchered on site and roasted in big mounds of earth with thin streams of smoke floating up into the sky. Metals were smithed and sharpened on rows of rusty old wheels. Shoes were repaired, hair was cut, and beautiful produce was laid out on tarps and rugs as far as the eye could see. Plastic furniture, hand-dyed cloth, pottery, cosmetics, items for purchase ranged on the spectrum from 99-cent store quality to, like, museum collection. It was amazing. But among all the stuff to buy, there was something definitely more important that was going on. We were seeing such an authentic section of the land that we were visiting. The local foods and faces with no special show for tourists, the true market culture, and the mix, which involved a way of life teetering between ancient and modern. The parking lot was jammed with jeeps, mopeds, and donkey carts. I mean, that's pretty unique in my world. Smells and sights, and especially the blend of sounds, told a story that I definitely could never describe to you in one radio program. But most of the time during this whole amazing experience, I had my one-year-old strapped on my back in the baby backpack, so she saw all of the same stuff I was seeing. Will she remember? Probably not. But I like to think that the experience lives somewhere in the fibers of the adult she'll become, as it certainly remained with me. So this makes me think of visitors to New York City, walking through one of the many markets we have here squared off in the ultimate concrete jungle. I think about the story that is being told by our comparatively new market culture, and I believe it is a story of care and concern, not only a showcase of the products nearby farms are putting out, which I think is surprising enough to many visitors, but a stranger to our town will also see textile recycling, compost collection, live music, locally made products from soap to honey, and of course, pickles. There will be all kinds of people, old and young, strolling through, chefs, school tours, artists setting up shop. Our markets show not only that we are abundant in our overachieving urban community, but as a mostly modern society, we're overflowing with the desire to reconnect and taking a step back, but at the same time, going forward. I hope this leaves you with a little reminder to check out your neighborhood markets this summer and to also work market exploration into your vacation itinerary. I think you'll be glad you did. So to wrap up, I would like to let you know that I'm posting a Moroccan-inspired recipe based on this segment, and it's going to be also a beautiful showcase for the summer vegetables you're going to see in the markets this summer. The recipe you can find at Feeding the Future show page on heritageradionetwork.org. It's a 7-vegetable couscous. It's so delicious and super easy. You just kind of throw all of the vegetables and seasonings in a baking dish and throw them in the oven until they all are sweet and tender and delicious. 7 vegetables in one meal. Fabulous. Kids love it. It's a total winner. Like I said, heritageradionetwork.org. Feeding the Future's show page. So now I am really happy to introduce my two guests who represent the very New York City markets that I'm speaking of. Let's welcome Samantha Hill, Green Markets Youth Education Coordinator, and Jean Hodish, Community Associates. You're not a director. No. The Community Associate for the Green Market. Thank you guys for being with us.
Thanks, Ori.
We're just going to take a really quick break before we come back, and I hope that you all stay tuned to Feeding the Future on Heritage Radio Network.
You're listening to Butterscotch by Tax Star on Feeding the Future, www.heritageradionetwork.org. Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Washed rind cheeses are a fairly recent addition to the repertoires of artisanal cheesemakers in the United States. These cheeses tend to be stinkier than other types and are often high on the list of connoisseurs. Now, Whole Foods Market has come up with one of their own. The raw cow's milk cheese made by Sprout Creek Farm in Poughkeepsie, New York, is washed with 6-point ale from Bread Hook, Brooklyn. The beige sticky rind deepens in color as it ages. The satiny ivory cheese within is mellow, with a sweetly tangy bite and a grassy aroma. The current version features 6-point diesel, which is in limited supply, so stop by and pick up some before it's gone. And point-of-origin cheese is sold exclusively at Whole Foods Market in New York, northern New Jersey, and Connecticut. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
And we're back on Feeding the Future. I'm your host, Oriane Casentino. We are joined today by Samantha Hill and Jean Hodish of Grow NYC. Welcome, girls, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You guys, well, at least Jean, you are no stranger to Heritage Radio, right?
I love Heritage Radio, and I even have a show on it that I share with my colleague Liz Carollo. So we do the Grow NYC Market Update every Thursday at 1:30. So definitely tune in. But usually we call in from our desks in the office, so it's a real pleasure to come out to Roberta's and hang out.
We're happy to have you. And it's an update. Tell us just like a little bit about what's
going
on.
Yeah, it's the Grow NYC Market Update. So each week we're going to a different market. We have over 50 markets around the city. So last week I did an update from our 175th Street Market, and this coming week, I don't even know what we're profiling yet, but Liz is in charge this week.
Okay, so tune in to hear next week's update.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Like, what day is it? Oh, it's only Monday. Okay. So you work for a very interesting organization. It's got so many facets. So maybe we could start with a little bit of history so that we can understand where we're coming from, and then we can talk about what's going on in the present day.
Sure. So as you said, so Grow NYC has been around for over 40 years, and it's our parent organization. So we've got Green Markets, our largest program, but in addition, we have an environmental education program, a recycling program, and an open space greening program. And each of them actually have youth education components. So Sam can kind of expound on that a little bit more. Green Market has been around since 1976. The first one opened under the 59th Street Bridge. And a couple months later, it was so popular, they opened one in Union Square. So on July 17th, we're actually celebrating our 37th anniversary, which is great. And we're going to have a big night market at Union Square that night. So people should definitely come out and celebrate with us.
Oh, that's great. What are the hours at the night market?
Yeah, so it'll be the regular Union Square market on Wednesday. And then from 4 to 8, there are about 15 neighborhood restaurants that are going to come in. And we'll set up tents for them. They'll be serving prepared dishes. We're going to have live music. We just launched a beer with Brooklyn Brewery, so it's going to be on tap in the pavilion. So it'll be a really big party. There'll be kids' activities, so it should be fun for everybody.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you for updating us on that. And so, Samantha, you work with two specific elements or more under the umbrella of Grow NYC. Would you like to explain what those are?
Absolutely. So I specifically work for Green Market running all of our youth education programs. The largest of that is our school tours at Green Market program. So at any of our weekday Green Market locations, which there's many, there's over
50.
Oh yeah, over 50, and a majority of those are open on the week during the weekdays. In the morning hours, we offer guide-led tours for students in grades K through 12. So it's a great opportunity for students to come with their camps, with their teachers, to come down and really get a feel for their local Green Market and understand, you know, what local food is available to them, whether it be at Union Square, which is, you know, kind of a mecca for local food in New York City, or it be in the Fort Washington Market down the street from where you're located.
And the those tours are available for booking.
Yeah, those tours are available. We're open anytime August through December. We serve about 6,000 kids annually. And, you know, we really, the goal of the school tours program is to get students thinking about why it's important to eat fresh, healthy, local food, not only for their personal health, but for the health of the environment and the communities around them. And we are currently still have lots of availability for the summertime. So if you're a camper, a counselor, or a director, you can hit up grownyc.org/market tour and come on down.
Oh, great. And they choose which market they would like to attend.
Yeah, we, as I mentioned, any weekday market. So if you go to grownyc.org, you can see all of the locations, when they're open, what day of the week they're opened, and, you know, come on down to any of those markets. So it's a great way, you know, Union Square is huge, and it's a great place to see lots of different producers. But I think there's a huge value for students to come and see maybe a smaller neighborhood market. You know, even if there's only two vendors, it's still an incredible asset to your community and to your family to come down and support those farmers and eat fresh, delicious food.
And you also are involved in a program that sends people into where the program is administered in the school.
So. Absolutely. So the school tours is done strictly at markets. You know, it's a huge, massive program. But we also have a smaller curriculum that we designed and operate in smaller groups of students. So it's called our Seed to Plate curriculum. And it's a program where we work with fifth graders for 10 lessons. And, you know, they focus on nutrition, agriculture, food, local food and cooking. And it's a great way to really get students thinking about food, to, you know, to be mindful about what they're eating. You know, we're not going in there saying you can't eat your Takis, which is some some food that I didn't even know existed, but apparently with fifth graders, it's the thing to eat, or Doritos, or whatever it is that you love to
eat.
What
are Takis? Is it like a Lunchable thing?
No, they're kind of like a flaming Cheeto, I think. Slash Dorito. I don't know. I'm inspired to try some.
Just for research. Right.
Yeah. You know, so not telling them what foods they can't eat, but getting them thinking about what's in their food, whether, you know, ingredient-wise, what goes into getting it to you, how it's grown, and just, you know, inspiring them to be curious eaters.
And that program lasts throughout the year, or is it a semester, or is it...
That program's taught in the spring and fall of each year. As I mentioned, it's 10 lessons, and we usually teach them about twice weekly, so it's a five-week program. And we work with schools that are affiliated with Grow to Learn, which is one of our sister programs at Grow NYC. It's the Citywide School Gardens Initiative. So we work with that program to help select schools that are in areas of New York that are a bit more in need in terms of access to food. And we work with those students. It serves about 600 kids annually. And it's been really great. We just finished our third round a few weeks ago. And it's a fantastic hands-on curriculum. You know, we have the Sylvia Center. We have chefs that come in, teach hands-on cooking lessons with the students. We visit Queens County Farm Museum, which has a fantastic education program. It's also another great field trip opportunity for students and teachers. They visit a local neighborhood green market, and we just do a variety of different lessons with them just to get them thinking, making them conscious, aware eaters.
I know that sometimes, like, I've been speaking to lots of people in your field lately, and sometimes they think that the problem is so enormous, and it's just like, wow, you know, we're so much further to go. But then they get out there, and they're working with kids and interacting with the kids and hearing the kids' reactions, and sort of all the doubts of that big wall that they have to climb are sort of cease a bit, because the kids have such incredible reactions to the curriculum that they're learning, and the hands-on cooking and dealing with these foods and learning about the foods. Have you guys experienced the same thing? And do you have any examples of a child that was especially, or a class that was especially influenced by what you were teaching them?
Yeah, I mean, for me, whether it be in the classroom with Seed the Plate or at school tours, you know, during the school tours, every single lesson or every single tour involves a seasonal cooking demo, and oftentimes the teachers or the camp counselors are really skeptical when we're making a kale salad for them, or, you know, a raw squash, summer squash salad. You know, they're the ones that are saying they don't want to eat it, and, you know, are you sure you should be serving that to them? But the kids are so open-minded, and when you explain it to them what the differences are between where your food is sourced and you know, why it's worth maybe spending a little bit more on certain items, you know, they understand and they really enjoy it. You know, I think as adults, people are just really closed-minded, and that's why I love working with students, because they just don't have that yet. That negativity is
a learned behavior.
Yeah, it's not there yet. So, you know, we've served lots of different things, you know, just a lot of times, especially during the summer, it's too hot for us to really cook anything. So we just do a raw tasting of heirloom tomatoes. And I mean, as a lot of listeners, I'm sure, know that those are the value, you know, it's a delicious thing. But with kids, you know, teachers don't think that that's something they'd really go for. And we get them hooked.
They get so excited. I mean, everyone loves to eat. Kids love to eat. But also, I think I wound up working in food because I have really strong, like, childhood memories of eating great food or things that came right out of my mother's garden. And it really sticks with you, you know, and really informs decisions that you end up making down the road. But I feel like so many kids say, oh, I never knew that I liked carrots before. They're delicious. And they go back for seconds and thirds of the carrot apple beet salad. And I got to tag along on one of Sam's school tours, school visits, classroom visits this winter. And they were making this carrot apple beet slaw. And I was at the table where the girls were cutting up apples. And they all had food stories they wanted to tell me. I mean, one started and then they were like talking over each other. They couldn't wait to tell me about things they like to cook at home and So they're super excited to learn about where the food comes from.
Yeah, I think just getting kids involved, you know, involving them as much as possible in the discussion, in the preparation, you know, they're up for anything when you get them into that.
Yeah, I guess it's just such a major part of life. They just, you can't deny it. So when they see people excited about it, it's like habit forming.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back with Jean and Sam from Grow NYC. Please stay tuned to Feeding the Future on Heritage Radio Network.
More from TaxStar on the heritageradionetwork.org. Keep it locked, everybody. Like what you hear so far? Support the network and become a member. Membership helps us bring you the best food radio in the world and gives you access to thousands of dollars in discounts at the sustainably minded businesses that support us. To become a member, visit heritageradionetwork.org today.
We're back again. You're listening to Feeding the Future. I'm your host, Oriane Casentino, and we're chatting about Grow NYC's Youth Education Department with the Youth Ed Coordinator, Samantha Hill, and the Communications Associate, Jean Hodish. Thank you, guys. So we were just discussing some of the programs that are available through Green Market, and they include tours of the markets as well as in-school programs. So since it's the middle of the summer, and or is it the middle or the beginning? I don't know. It doesn't feel like either. we should definitely focus on the tours that are going on right now that are available to camp counselors and directors and anybody who's leading a group of kids and wants to have a great educational and fun experience in any one of the markets in the city. So there's over 50 of them. So there's got to be one. Yeah. There's got to be one near you.
There's markets all over the place. And as I quickly mentioned before, you know, the school tours, they're about an hour long. It's a really fantastic field trip, a great excuse to get your students outside. Every tour, we do kind of a seasonal, whatever's looking great at the market that day, which, as you know, at the green markets, that can change day to day, market to market, but we'll cook something up great with them, have an inspiring conversation with them about what it is that we're doing here, how it differs from most of the food that you're finding in the supermarket, and, you know, really just getting them inspired to think about what they're eating. And then we get an opportunity to walk around and engage with a couple of farmers. So, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, I don't know who wouldn't be. It's a great low-cost program, so it's very accessible. And if this also sounds like something, maybe you're not a teacher or a director of a summer camp, but it's something that sounds fun and something like you'd be involved in, we do have a really fantastic internship program that will be starting up again in August and September for the fall. We're incredibly busy. We'll do about 150 tours at least this fall. So if that's something that you feel like you want to be a part of, you're a grad student or unemployed, you want to come out and hang out at the markets with us. It's actually how I got started in the program myself, as a grad student at the food studies program at NYU, and thought it was a great way to use some time. And it really inspired me to change and direct what I do for the rest of my life.
And Teachers College is also involved somewhat. What are some of the things, some of the projects that they're involved in?
Well, Teachers College, they're a fantastic, that's a great grad program if you're looking to figure out where you want to go to grad school. But Teachers College, Pam Cook particularly, she helped kind of guide us in the process of writing and developing the Seed the Plate curriculum. But they're also, you know, it's a very food-focused program, and, you know, we've worked closely with them for a variety of, you know, ways just to tweak and make sure that our education programs are on par, not only from a fun perspective, but from an educational perspective as well.
Right, to meet the needs of all the curriculum so that it could go sort of...
Yeah, so it meets all the standards and all that.
Right. Any new markets around this year that you're excited about? in particular?
Well, I'm really excited. Most of our, or about half of our markets are seasonal, so they're just opening up again. So there are some markets I'm really excited to revisit. I was just up at Bronx Borough Hall with the school tour, which is a fantastic market right near a big park. So, you know, as many of our markets are located near fantastic spaces, so, you know, you can come and come on a tour. And then, you know, many of our, one of the elements of the Green Market School Tours is our Green Market Bucks program, which is where students, where 70% or more are eligible for free or reduced lunch, come on a tour, then we provide them with $2 coupons for them to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables after their tour, which in New York City, that's about 70% of schools. So the over majority of the students that come and visit will receive these coupons to purchase a great fresh snack. And then, you know, if you're at Bronx Borough Hall, Union Square, you know, many of our markets, you can go and hang out in the park afterwards and eat something delicious.
Is it really cute to watch them walk around with their green bucks deciding what they're going to buy?
Yeah, it's always interesting. And we you know, they're $2 bucks, so you could get something good. But I always try to tell them, if you share with somebody else and go in together, you can get something really good. But they don't always want to do that. But yeah, and that's Slow Food New York City is a big sponsor of that. So, you know, we thank them over and over again for allowing students to have that, you know. So we teach them of the value of purchasing these foods, and then we actually give them some buying power immediately afterwards, which is great.
Yeah, another form of hands-on, just like when you teach them to cook. Same vein for sure. Any tips for parents visiting the market with their kids, maybe not as a part of a tour, but, you know, if they're on vacation or if they're in the city?
I was going to say that one of my favorite things when I'm walking through the market and there's a youth ed tour happening is the kids all start out. We have a youth education station right next to our information station at our markets. And they put out mats on the floor. And so the kids come and they sit under a tent, which looks very similar to all the tents that the farmers have at their stands. And we have this awesome map of our region. So all the farmers who are selling at Green Market are farming within about 200 miles of the city. And there are over 230 producers. So on this map, you can look at the state of New York and our surrounding states, kind of the tri-state area, and see where all these different producers are coming from. And it's so fun to watch the kids kind of put together. They point out Manhattan, where are we on the map? And then they look at, you know, where all the different farmers are located. So it's really interactive. And they're always just like, maybe this is kids and I'm not around them that often. They're always hopping out of their seats. They look really excited to be there and talking about this map and figuring out where everyone's coming from. But what I would say is that when people are visiting markets around the city, we do always have a market information tent at all of our markets. And there are kid-friendly activities there. Or you can ask the market manager any questions, or
there's recipes.
There are free recipes, there are cooking demos, and there's often, you know, different handouts and information, a lot of it pertaining to kids and families and healthy eating. So definitely check those out if you're visiting markets in the city, or often, you know, when I always visit markets when I'm on vacation. So my family lives in Minneapolis. I was there a couple years ago. And they also have market information tents, so you can stop by and ask if they have things for kids or just talk to them about, you know, special things that are happening that you might not just notice if you're walking through.
Right. My tip is to keep something in your kid's hand at all times. So, like, you know, they're giving away samples, or maybe if you buy something, just like, even if it's just like a leaf, a lettuce leaf, just be like, here, hold this. And just let them hold it. I mean, this works much better for the younger kids, but even if they're a little bit older, you can just be like, hold this, and it'll keep them from wandering off and just keep their attention focused on, like, what's the subject at hand here.
Nice.
But that's about all the time we have. Thank you so much, Samantha Hill and Jean Hodish of Grow NYC. This is Feeding the Future on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Oriane Cosentino. You can check out the show page for a recap of today's show, as well as recipes. And you can access the archives at the same website, heritageradionetwork.org, of all the many great shows that we have here. And for podcasts, iTunes and Stitcher.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.